standing by waiting the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot, to speak about phase four, the reopening for the city. But I do want to dig into this whole issue, the electronic monitoring program. You heard the superintendent say there, David Brown, said it over this weekend once. He just repeated it just at the top of the show here, talking about how it's not working, that program. Says we need to keep violent offenders in jail longer. And the background there is sort of that the electronic home monitoring, it was supposed to be an option for nonviolent offenders instead of keeping them in jail if they can't make bail, that you shouldn't be keeping people there and just monitor them if you feel you need to, or, you know, you just keep tabs on them, but you don't need to keep people locked up while they're awaiting their court appearances. But then you heard from Sheriff Dart, who was very vocal, not now, but a year ago, even 2 years ago, saying that he's noticing a major increase in aggravated discharge of a firearm suspects on the home confinement program. So he said that, you know, a lot of times you look at it, discharge of a firearm, and that may be shooting at the ground. It also may mean you shot into a crowd and you just didn't see anybody or didn't hit anybody. So he was noticing also that there were just people who were charged with more violent crimes that were going on this program. And if it was working, it was working. If it wasn't, it wasn't. You're hearing from the superintendent now saying he doesn't think it's working, that people are not being monitored enough. Let's talk to Sharon Mitchell. He's the director of the Illinois Justice Project. And Sharon, thanks for being on WGN.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
What do you hear when I know you all have been an advocate for the use of more electronic monitoring, when you hear the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department push back in this way and say it's not working, it's broken, what do you think about that?
You know, I think, first off, it's completely horrifying to hear and see what's happening here in the city. As somebody who's been a lifelong Chicago resident, somebody who's lived on the South Side for the majority of his life, you know, things are really, really, really bad. With that said, I think that we need better solutions to this problem. This problem is so horrifying. It needs a better issue. And just increasing our use of incarceration pretrial across the board just isn't going to get us the safety outcomes that Illinois residents deserve and Chicago residents deserve.
So what do you, but the superintendent's pointing out that I think what I'm hearing there is that this violence, 100 people shot, 14 lives lost this weekend, that the people behind some of those shootings were let out on electronic monitoring. I don't understand why else he would bring that up in the context of this weekend's violence. That's what he's saying. That program is not working. What do you do with the person who is out on electronic monitoring, who is already a violent felon, who has committed more crimes? Do you think that they should be let out on electronic monitoring?
So I think one thing is important to understand is this, is the dynamic of the violence that we've seen and the numbers that we've looked at to study what's happening. So first off, I think there's an assumption here that if you put one person in jail, then that person wouldn't shoot somebody and that you saved a life. That's just not the best, that's not the right way of looking at it. What we know what's happening with a lot of these rise in conflicts is that you have an increased conflicts between groups of people. So just because you put one person in jail does not mean that that conflict's not going to happen. What we really need to be talking about is how we can increase our ability to understand and stop conflicts. By just trying to put one person in jail, you're playing the longest game of whack-a-mole that won't work. And that's something that A. Johnson and Gary McCarthy and Rahm Emanuel all talked about. We need more people in jail. We need more people in jail. Well, that just hasn't worked. What we need is more funding to understand conflicts and stop them in their tracks. You're not going to be able to arrest your way out of this issue.
I agree. I mean, mass incarceration is obviously not the answer. There's no way that that's the answer. That is unacceptable as an answer. But mm-hmm. And you're right, there is a big discussion in our community, and there should be, about funding of the kinds of programs mm-hmm. that you suggest right there. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about that and what long overdue. And I think even police officers would tell you, we mm-hmm. wish there was more mental health training. We wish yeah. there were more services available. We should not be answering those calls. That should not fall under our purview because we're not trained in these ways. And that's just one piece of it. I understand you're talking about a whole number of other sorts of programs that would help stem the tide of violence. And some of that's being done. More can be done. In the meantime, though, when you see the superintendent point out, okay, some of the guys who just shot that 13-year-old girl in her living room and the 3-year-old in his car and young, innocent children like that are going back into these communities, if you grew up there, would you want those people to be there?
I guess my point is that the numbers don't show that. There aren't any numbers that suggest that there are people who are being released, and those people are the drivers of violence. There are certainly individual stories, but what we don't know is that the vast majority of people who are being released aren't being rearrested for violent crimes. If it was just that simple that we knew who the murderers were, then we wouldn't have this problem. Remember that when somebody's arrested and they go to jail, there's a trial that happens, or there's an outcome. And if that person's guilty of a murder, they go to prison for a really long time. So this idea that we know exactly who the people who are shooting people, and if we could just put them in jail longer, I think it's not their respective of the actual problem. The actual problem is, and I'm not just talking about kind of mental health services, like this kind of very general idea. I'm talking about understanding why conflicts happen. Just arresting one person doesn't mean that you are going to actually stop the conflict. If you arrest Josh, then Johnny might be doing the shooting. The question needs to be how much money are we spending on understanding and stopping conflicts? If we're just talking about arresting individual people, but not talking about actual stopping the conflict, and talking about how people have access to so many guns, we're just going to be chasing our tail like we've been for the last decade.
Yeah, I agree with that conclusion. I agree with some of the points you said. I would disagree with this idea that there is a situation where they're not likely, some of the people who have longer criminal histories and are being charged then after escalating in their charges with something like attempted murder or murder, some of those people are being let out on electronic monitoring right now. That is happening. And the Tribune did an excellent in-depth report showing that some of the data that has been cited in this area is not necessarily true, that Chief Judge Timothy Evans was releasing flawed data to the public and to the media, and trying to prove the point that only a small fraction of people were actually charged later with a violent offense. The Tribune found something very different, dug into this, that they did find that a number of people, much higher than what the chief judge had said, were actually going out and committing a violent crime again. So I know there's this 0.6 number that I've heard Kim Fox use, the Cook County State's Attorney, that only 0.6 have gone back out on the streets to commit a violent crime. That's not what the Tribune found when they actually got it, and they sued the chief judge to try to release all the data and found that it's not true. It simply wasn't true.
Right. So what that study showed, and that study was really great, but what the study showed is that it could possibly be 3 times as many people being released. So what that means is that we're at 3%. So we have 3% of people who are released either on electronic monitoring or released on an I-bond that are going out and being rearrested. If you take what the Tribune said, it's completely true. I think you can go back and forth on whether the numbers are right, but if they're true that it's quadruple, let's say that the chief judge's office was off by quadruple, we're talking about less than 4%. I think there's the second point, and that needs to be talked about as well. I think people talk about putting people in jail as kind of this no-risk endeavor, that if you put them in jail, at worst, The fact of the matter is, in the era of COVID, you can't make that assumption as well. I know this is kind of a separate assumption, but we know there are more people that have died of COVID than have died of gun violence. And we know that from a study from the University of Chicago, that 1 out of every 6 cases of coronavirus are linked to Cook County Jail, a place where thousands of employees go in and out of jail to all corners of the county, 3 shifts a day. So we need to think about that as well.
Well, you're right. A judge has to think long and hard before putting someone in the jail in this environment. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I just wonder if you would then link it to the increase in violence at all. Is there any relationship, do you think, between that and what we're seeing on the streets?
Well, the numbers haven't borne out, right? So we know the Cook County Jail, between 2016 and now, has gone down, and the violence numbers have gone down. I think the key point is that we can't be so general and basic about this issue. we're not going to solve this problem. Not forget mass incarceration. Mass incarceration is a problem, and we need to deal with it. But just saying that if we just lock more people up, we would solve this problem is just too general of thinking. Mm-hmm. We need to be much more specific in talking about what's actually happening in the situation. If it were as simple as... Go ahead.
Sharon, I get your point, and we got to leave it there, and I welcome
you
to come
much.
Back on the show. No, I welcome you to come back on the show, because I think there's a lot more that needs to be said about this, and
I agree with you. Thank
appreciate
you.
Yeah, your perspective. We do have to get to the mayor, though. She has a news conference coming up soon, and we want to make sure we hit that. Sheriff Dart will also join us. He has a very different perspective on this.